California or Arizona because it's only 11 a.m. But anyway, that being said, welcome to the American Awakening on today, this 14th day of March 2018. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, yes, as always. So, you know, I want to go into a few tidbits before I get into the meat of this show, folks. For those of you who do not know, Stephen Hawking, the scientist, has died. My only comment, brilliant man who survived 76 years with an illness that left his body paralyzed, but his mind was genius. Rest in peace, my friend. Quick update on Tom Lacovara. The judge has allowed him to stay with the Hammonds. Now, his ultimate journey to Arizona is temporarily delayed due to what was called a, quote, a technical, unquote, screw-ups by the Oregon Probation Department. I call them sabotage, but hey, what do I know? Now, this show will be rebroadcast tonight for Tom's audience, and it's being done so because his audience, a lot of his audience may not be the same as my audience, so they need to be filled in as well. Rex Tillerson was fired. Out of Ed Griffin's Need to Know News, the Secretary, and by the way, I called this, folks, the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired by President Trump and will be replaced by CIA Director Mike Pompeo. Why? Well, because Pompeo is hawkish toward Iran and Russia and is friendly to the globalist agenda, which now dominates the Trump administration. All others have been purged. So for any of us out there that are still thinking that Trump walks on water, no, Trump is 100% behind the Zionist agenda, which is really pretty scary, folks. Why? Well, here's another little good tidbit, which causes even more problems. The Palestinian prime minister survives a Gaza assassination attempt. How about that? Rami Hamdallah, who was traveling, and by the way, this was just yesterday, I guess. It was put out by Jack Khoury, Amos Harrell, and Yaniv Kubovich. Shout out, I believe that's Pete in California that gave me this. He was traveling with Palestinian intelligence chief and was unhurt and vows to continue reconciliation efforts. Several suspects have been arrested, and I take a look at his, looks like a Land Rover he was driving. That was, well, the back window looks like it was shot out. And the airbags have gone off. I don't know what they tried to sabotage him with. But it says an attempt was made on his life. An explosion went off near a convoy carrying the Palestinian prime minister who was visiting the Gaza Strip. And the Palestinian Authority initially, hear my words here, folks, initially blamed Hamas for the explosion. Yeah, right. Which it had targeted Hamdallah's convoy. Well, later Tuesday, however, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh spoke with Hamdallah, and the two agreed that, guess who was behind it, folks? Oh, I'll give you three guesses. The first two don't count. The two agreed that Israel and its collaborators are responsible. And the Palestinian leaders also agreed that General Tawfiq Abu Naim, head of Gaza's interior ministry, will lead the investigation into the incident. According to the report, several people were lightly wounded in the incident, and Gaza's interior ministry said several suspects have been arrested and a manhunt is underway. Okay. Let me just scroll down here for just a second, because I think there was one more thing here I wanted to point out. Let's see. Oh, following the assassination attempt, Hamdallah said he is still committed to Palestinian unity. He will return to Gaza despite what happened today and call on Hamas to allow the government to effectively control the Gaza Strip. Let's see. Despite what happened, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so much for that. I believe, though, that this is going to cause some severe problems in the negotiations, folks. Let's see. All right, enough of that. Let's get back to where I was here. So, let me throw this out there at you, because I just happened to think about this, and I kind of put a few figures together. Do you ever wonder how politicians like Nancy Pelosi, you know, just to name one, but there are many, how they become multi-millionaires on government salaries? Well, here's how they do it. First, they're tipped off either about a stock that another, one of their cohorts, has inside information on, or if they are higher up on the chain, they know firsthand of the upcoming event. when it's going to happen, and which defense contracting corporation is going to get the contract. You know, like Lockheed Martin or Boeing or Raytheon. Then they invest in the company just before the proverbial excrement hits the oscillator, and presto, they're rich. The bankers, as we know, love war as they make money on both ends. But the politicians love war just as much because it fills up their bank accounts as well. Now, I'm going to give you a few examples here, folks. I looked into this. Let's take Lockheed Martin. In February of 2000, you could buy a share of Lockheed Martin stock for $17.44. Interestingly enough, by September of 2001, right around the terrorist attacks, that same stock was worth $43.75. Do you think somebody knew something? By June of 2002, that's 9 months later, it had gone up to $64.10. Okay? So, March of 2003, we go into Iraq. And by August of 2008, when the Iraq war started to wind down a little, right, it was worth $116.44 a share. Now, as Iraq is winding down, so is their stock. It dived from $116.44 down to about $80.40 a share. But then, folks, then the Libyan civil – or then we invaded Libya, and also the Syrian civil war started, right? So from March of 2011, which all that came into play, to January of this year, Lockheed Martin stock has gone from $80.40 a share to $354.85 a share, 4.25 times as much in 7 years. That's how they get rich, folks. But let's not stop at Lockheed Martin. Let's take a look at Boeing. October of 2000, Boeing was at $67.81 a share. Now, we know that Boeing got hit, their stock got hit on September 11th, the insider trading. There was a lot of puts being placed, as we know, in the stock market because it dropped from $67.81 to $33.50 a share. A lot of people made a lot of money on that deal. In June of 2002, it was worth $45 a share, and in March of 2003, it was down to $25 a share. Now, that's when we invaded Iraq. And from March of 2003 to July of 2007, it quadrupled. In July of 2007, it was worth $103 a share. Now, it continued to drop since then because that's when the Iraq war started to wind down. So in February of 2009, it was worth $31.44 a share. Now, that was when March of 2011 is when we invaded or we took out Gaddafi. And the Syrian civil war started. So from February of 2009, it was worth $31.44. February 18th of this year, it's worth $362.21 a share. Do you see a pattern here, folks? Let's take Raytheon. September of 2001, it was worth $34.75 a share. February of 2018, it's worth $217 a share. That's how these politicians get rich, folks, because they know what's coming and they invest in the companies that they know are going to get the contracts to rebuild. So, if you want to get rich, of course it's blood money, but you know, to them it doesn't make any difference because they have no empathy or they have no conscience for human rights at all. We see this playing out all the time. But it doesn't matter. You know, if you want to make a lot of money, folks, that's how you do it. You just have no conscience and no empathy, and you invest in the companies that are going to bomb the heck out of the rest of your fellow brothers and sisters around the world. Well, today's show is going to focus on the utter hypocrisy of attempting to repeatedly tug on the heartstrings of the good Americans in presenting the human race one false flag shooting after another, thinking that this orchestrated charade of repeated carnage will ultimately cause Americans to give up their guns. Now, one would think, if any of these idiots were paying attention, that it would be they themselves that would eventually get a clue, since every time one of these events manifests, Americans flood to their local gun dealer and add to their armament. The utter hypocrisy of what they are attempting is tantamount only to their over-the-top psychosis. Their recent PSYOP in the Parkland, Florida case represents their latest demented angle in trying to convince us, by using the likes of a 17-year-old CNN wannabe David Hogg, flooding his ego as well as his pocket with financial support while pushing him for their own agenda to speak for the students in disarming the populace. Now, whether it be domestically or in these foreign wars of joint U.S.-Israeli aggression, it couldn't be more apparent that these sickos couldn't give a damn about American life, an Iraqi life, an Afghani life, a Libyan life, a Syrian life, a Somali life, or any other life for that matter, child or not. We know the construct of these domestic false flags is building to a crescendo of something major in the not-too-distant future, for as they plan, and they carry that plan out, the faster the awakened ones tear their ridiculous falsehoods apart. I.e., how fast can we spot the false flags now as opposed to prior to 9/11, folks? Okay? You know, the Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, and so forth. It took us a while, right? Now we can tear them apart in one day. Now, the domestic deaths here at home are starting to number in the thousands, while in the foreign theater, they are numbering in the millions. And one has to wonder, when saner leaders around the globe who are aware of this agenda finally say, you know what, that's it. We've had enough of the U.S., Israel, and the rest of their ragtag fugitive fleet and decide to launch. What happens if that happens? It's World War III, and it's the end of humanity, folks. Now, I'm going to give a shout-out again to Peter in California for this report by James Petras of the International Clearinghouse. Listen to this guy's solution for the problem. March 7th, 2018, every year, over 30,000 Americans are killed by gunfire. Every month in public schoolyards, in dance clubs, concert venues, workplaces, and public gatherings, innocent people are slaughtered by assassins wielding legally purchased high-powered semi-automatic weapons. The National Rifle Association, a 3-million-member organization, supports and sponsors free and easy access to military-level weaponry. And the vast majority of U.S. legislators, presidents, and judges support the possession of the very weapons responsible for the massacres. The question is, why does the U.S. political system bemoan the frequent occurrence of mass shootings and yet turn around and endorse the political process that makes these killings possible? The size, the scope, and duration of massacres requires that we examine the large-scale, long-term, systematic features of the U.S. political economy. Obviously, this guy really believes this stuff, right? The politics of wars, massacres abroad, and all-American heroism. The United States government has engaged in multiple bloody wars where it has massacred millions of civilians, including whole families in their homes, representing no conceivable threat to the American people. And the wars feature the success of destruction and death as a means to advance the U.S. political programs. Programs? Programs? No, I think it's the agenda, folks. It's the one world government. It's the totalitarian, communitarian, Marxist, communist takeover. War criminals are honored. Domestic political conflicts and social problems are resolved by destroying invented adversaries and entire nations. He's got that part right. Yes, we invent their adversaries because, you see, when the wall came down, Mr. Gorbachev, bring down that wall. Remember that? Okay. We didn't have an enemy anymore. And everybody that was really, you know, padding their bank accounts, the bankers and the politicians included, going, uh-oh, what do we do now? We got to invent something. Well, that's what they did. They invented another one. In a political economy where overseas massacres are perpetrated and democratically elected leaders, who is to question the behavior of a neighborhood sociopath who is merely following the practices of his president? Now, this should surprise nobody. Wholesale massacres abroad, fostered by our leaders, are reflected in the domestic retail massacre unleashed by the social nutcase or the local nutcase. The mass media weapons talk, killings resolve, and the media profit. The media profit, the politicians profit, the bankers profit. Okay, the only people that doesn't profit are the people that get a bullet in the head or the back or whatever, or get blown to pieces. Every day, at every hour, on every media outlet, guns and slaughter dominate the mind. Thoughts and fantasies, or nightmares, of that matter, of viewers, especially the millions who absorb the message in the films, the TV programs, the computer games, they're saturated with conflicts resolved by guns, killing victims, whether police or civilians. The problems are solved through violence. And the message of the mass media is that victories come from mass killings. Wars and killings are portrayed in a wide variety of settings, in homes, in public buildings, in public schools, in workplaces, in streets, in plazas. And if wars and massacres are essential in this political system, the mass media ensures that it permeates and normalizes in the minds of the masses. Weapons used in massacres represent a very lucrative business. The manufacturers, the wholesalers, the retailers, the gun clubs, the police and military institutions, they all thrive in this free marketplace of murder. The arms industry thrives on wars and media messages and mass consumption. Political leaders rely on the gun economy to finance their election campaigns. Politicians approve wars, gun industries, and associations. They perpetuate the conditions for massacres. And big business is protected from massacres at home, school, and play. Why would the CEOs and the political elites worry about public school massacres when their own children are safe in the expensive private schools? After all, votes and profits are at stake. Only losers send their children to the dangerous public schools. The winners have safe alternatives. Well, this guy's close to right so far, but let me continue here. The alternatives. To confront the epidemic numbers of mass shootings, changes in the political economy are essential. Replace the policies of imperial wars, which is never going to happen, as long as we're following the Zionist agenda. But, you know, that said, let me read on. Replace the policies of imperial wars with the promotion of diplomacy. You ever heard of that? Barack Obama did that with Iran, made the Iran deal, which Tillerson just got fired over because he literally agreed with it. And Trump didn't like that because he's licking the Zionist hineys, right? But I'm not going to go there today. Anyway, they promote diplomacy, negotiations, and peaceful resolution of conflicts. Wow. Now, there's a thought, isn't it? Huh? That's what used to happen years ago when people would actually negotiate, you know, the pragmatic approach. Replace the mass media gun culture with cultural values of solidarity. Cultural values. Remember that, folks? We once had that long time ago. Cultural values of solidarity and safe public engaged communities. Replace the mania to possess military-level weapons among civilians with a vision of one's life built around a healthy environment shared among socially engaged neighbors. Yay! Wouldn't that be great? Oh, no, we'll have none of that. Mm-mm. No. Outlaw or regulate gun clubs and militias. Abolish the sale of military-level weapons used in these massacres. The guns used for marksmanship and hunting are separate from the weapons of war used to slaughter dozens of small children huddled in their classrooms. President Trump proposed to arm school teachers as a solution to school massacres. By the way, I agree with that. Now, let's hear what this guy has to say. This is a bizarre alternative that will only exacerbate the spread of weapons, encourage more shooting and massacres. How's it going to encourage it? An armed populace is a safe populace. But let's go on. Undermine the role of teachers as educators and create new role models for would-be assassins. Really? We'll take a break. This started out really good. But as I read on here, the guy's solution is ridiculous. Be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Let me, you know, before I continue with this, look. Yes, they have created a bunch of snowflakes in our school system that would be terrified if a teacher walked in sporting a 45 on his waist or her waist, okay? And the teachers themselves, oh, my gosh, it terrifies me. I don't want a gun. But, hey, you know what? What about all those James Bond movies where you see a gun that's, you know, hidden in the bottom of a guy's cane or an umbrella or whatever, okay? And you just make sure and let the teacher be aware that, you know, in their desk or over in the corner, the kids don't know anything about it. There's one. A shooter comes in. Just take your umbrella and shoot him. Take your cane and shoot him. Or concealed carries where you train the teacher. If it's a man and he's wearing a suit, put it under his coat. The kids won't know any different. I guarantee you, an armed society or an armed school system would be a safe school system, number one. And number two, any would-be assassin that came in there, lone nut or not, even if it were true, which it is not, because they're patsies and we know that. But if it were true, I guarantee you they'd find another place because schools would no longer be a gun-free zone that were created by the liberals to begin with, and also the snowflakes that are terrified of guns were created by the school's a scholastic system that, again, was pushed by the liberals. So let's go on with this. Trump's proposal also underscores – this is this guy now, Petras. Trump's proposal also underscores his administration's profound contempt for the role of public education as and public educators in building a healthy society. His tendency to blame the victims, if only the teachers were armed, shows the grotesque social Darwinism inherent in his ideology as he seeks to utterly destroy the public sector. The children of the elite and politicians do not have to attend their French or calculus classes taught by armed teachers. According to the logic of Trump and the political and business elite, armed shootouts in the public school classrooms merely underscore the need to dissolve the departments of education at all levels. I'm for that. Let's dissolve it and start over again and throw Common Core out. No child left behind, Common Core. Dumb them down to be smart enough just to pull the levers to make the widgets and dumb enough to listen to everything that they have to say. Yes, teachers should be able to focus on their work and educating students to become productive, competent citizens who prize community and cooperation over weapons and war. They should graduate students who can critically evaluate. Critically evaluate? They're graduating students who haven't got a clue how to critically, cognitively evaluate, philosophize anything. critically evaluate the role of the mass media in promoting violence. They should provide their students with the civic skills to mobilize against political leaders who have accepted bribes or donations from death cults like the NRA. Interesting. Mobilize against political leaders who've accepted bribes or donations from the NRA. Really? Community organizers can boycott businesses that provide political and material support to the warmongers, the militias, and other gun-toting extremists to stop the violence. National legislation should be passed limiting firearms to very very specific areas and events, like at shooting clubs or hunting. Individual gun owners should be licensed based on strict psychological criteria, and renewal of license should be frequent. The U.S. military must inform local civilians. Let me tell you something, Clyde. I'm talking about this guy here, Petras. The Second Amendment is my license. I don't need a license, which is a privilege from the government, to carry a weapon. I've already got that. It's my unalienable right to do. But let me continue. Let's see. The U.S. military must inform local civilian authorities of any criminal violent behavior of its discharged soldiers, and they cannot just release a ticking time bomb into the civilian population they are sworn to protect. Mental illness is a public health issue. Yes, it is. I agree. And public funds for hospitals and facilities to identify and treat individuals should be increased. The mentally ill should not be warehoused in and out of the jails or dumped on the streets. Gun dealers and gun shows should be regulated and forced to follow procedures or face penalties. Hunters should use weapons appropriate to the game they are shooting. Semi-automatic firearms are not appropriate for hunting deer, rabbits, or turkeys. Semi-automatic weapons are used for hunting and killing human beings, including unarmed children in their classrooms. So the conclusion from this guy? Cultural, political, and economic changes can take place over time, but require mass sustained struggles. And in the meantime, short-term reforms that regulate and reduce the frequency and fatality of local massacres should be implemented. We're at the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stick around. More to come. I'm going to shift gears here shortly, folks. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks, I'm back with the American Awakening. Yes, launch a lend a hand, folks. We're trying to lend a hand here. You know, the scenario where police cordon off the site of a mass shooting, and then they prevent the medics and the first responders from entering quickly to stabilize the wounded while protecting themselves. A process that may take over an hour and lead to unavoidable deaths by treatable blood loss has to be exposed and rectified. The golden minutes, the time when the injured victims can be stabilized by routine emergency measures and transferred to higher-level facilities for life-saving surgery and replacement of lost blood, are being wasted while the SWAT teams gear up and secure the perimeter through a choreographed series of maneuvers to ensure force protection. A euphemism for protecting the police, folks. The horrendous rate of mortality in these shootings, 100% of the young victims at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Now, let's remember who's speaking here, okay? This is a scholar. This is a professor emeritus, I believe. The young victims of Sandy Hook Elementary School, if you believe they actually died, which I don't, is a scandal, especially in the view of the silence that followed. Clearly, the local and state coroners and police are covering up information regarding the role that prevented the rapid entry of emergency medics. You think? Yes, they covered up because it was a drill. It was phony. Yes, they prevented the rapid entry of emergency medics played into such high mortality. The independent investigation of this deliberate police delay in providing life-saving care should be a priority. Boy, this guy is something. Virtually all school massacres have been committed by individuals known to the police or community for erratic behavior and domestic abuse. The local police or family knowledge that these demented homicidal individuals had access to military-level firearms and did not act on repeated complaints requires independent investigation at the state and federal level. Like, that's going to happen. Laws and statutes regarding preventive hospitalization or detention of such unstable abusers must be enforced. There should be a national commission to investigate the state of mental health treatment resources in the United States. It is long overdue. Rather than demanding that school teachers are themselves quality mental health facilities at the state and local level must be established, it is not enough to merely warehouse the mentally ill in the local jails for misdemeanor offenses and then discharge them back into the streets without support. Now, public schools and teachers must be supported. I agree with that, folks. The decades-long policy of undermining basic public services like public education in favor of school choice, a euphemism, by the way, for privatizing education, and making education a privilege for the wealthy rather than a right of a free citizen, it must be reversed. Rather than a lone teacher in a classroom, preferably armed, according to the President Trump and the NRA, with 40 students, each classroom should have three competent teachers working together to ensure that the students are advancing in the various subjects necessary for their future as free and productive citizens. It is a scandal that the United States Department of Education and its Secretary of Education have been absent and silent following the frequent school massacres. However, it is not surprising, considering the priorities of the upper officials of the Department of Education who come from the elite, and in the case of the current Secretary Betsy DeVos, she's married to Rich DeVos, who's one of the owners of Amway, I believe. Yes, from the billionaire class. Mm-hmm. They have never entered a public educational facility. Their children are either homeschooled with private tutors or attend elite private academies. Their policies in undermining public education reflect their ideological hostility to the entire notion of public welfare. Trump's blaming the school teachers for being unarmed in their classrooms shows most clearly his own contempt for the public education and the working and middle-class families who entrust their children to the public education systems across the country. And these events occur in the public space, a space once trusted and free to all free citizens. Remember the days when none of this stuff used to happen, folks, before they entered into this agenda for disarming us? Public schools have been the foundation of providing for a free and productive citizenry. It is no accident that mass school shootings take place exclusively in public schools. No, it's not an accident because they're gun-free zones, Clyde. The worthy children of the elite are safe in their fortress-like homes and highly selective private schools. Their highly qualified teachers are free to teach, unencumbered by concealed weapons or any disruption by any active shooter drill. These children have guaranteed futures. Now, the situation for the children of the working and middle class is far more uncertain. Access to quality education is no longer a right and a duty for free and productive citizens and their families. At most, youth may have access to educational loans at usurious interest rates that fetter them to decades of debt peonage by design, I might add, while the students from the wealthy classes are free to pursue their careers and develop their talents. And as the deterioration of future prospects for the United States youth continues, with the massive shifts of national health to the elite, these massacres, as well as suicides, deaths from overdose and domestic and overseas wars, will only grow. There's a socio-political context in which this occurs. Deliberate decisions made at the top spawn horrors and mayhem at the base. Now, there is a class based, bear with me because I'm going to get to the real stuff here in a few minutes, folks. There is a class basis for the nightmares gripping working and middle class parents, teachers, and students across the country. Security, quality education, and quality health care are increasingly the private, exclusive domain of the elite. The elite-driven policies, starting with the reign of President Ronald Reagan, have engineered the breakup of public mental health facilities and the mass release of unstable, vulnerable, as well as violent citizens into unprepared communities. Those who suffer from the consequences of these policies mean nothing to the elite political classes, except for photo op funerals. Elite-driven policies implemented under the bipartisan administration of Presidents Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Barack Obama, and Donald Trump are furthering the agenda of shredding the public sector and privatizing the wealth and institutions of the nation. The massive lowering of taxes under the tax bill passed by Donald Trump represents an over $1 trillion windfall for the investor class, the financial elite, at the expense of the public institutions and safety nets serving the working and middle classes. The increasing incidents and the location and identities of the victims of mass shootings are not random. They are class-defined and reflect the loss of citizen power. The winners in this class war, from the top, will shed crocodile tears at media events while privately ridiculing the victims' families for relying on public institutions. The decisions made at the top, which have given birth to this epidemic of mass public school shooting, as well as the parallel epidemics of suicide and overdose among the working and middle classes, have immensely benefited the elite. The billionaires and the donors to both political parties have no incentive to reverse course and implement reforms or policies designed to bring back citizens' rights and the public space. Only the friends, families, and neighbors of the working and middle-class victims, those who are secretly viewed as, quote, losers choosing to send their children to public institutions, unquote, can unite to change this and bring back social and economic justice to honor the innocent dead and offer a just and dignified future to their children. It is not a matter of arming teachers or of wrapping small pupils in bulletproof blankets while the elite blame us for our suffering from the safety of their mansions. Understanding the class basis for this crisis will help form the foundation for real solutions. James Petras is a, get this, folks, Bartell Professor Emeritus of Sociology at Binghamton University, New York. Now, what is the typical professor missing in all of this? These events are not being carried out by deranged, depressed, lone nuts, but from well-organized or rogue organizations or authoritarians in their own leadership roles. FBI, dirty and corrupt police departments, the CIA, etc. Now, when he realizes that, if ever, he may reconsider. After reviewing a couple of emails that Murr sent me yesterday, folks... and by the way, I heard nothing. Up to yesterday, I had heard nothing about this guy. But after reviewing these, I'm going to share them with you here in a few minutes. But after reviewing these, I'm even more convinced that all of these shootings are being carried out by operatives and or patsies to achieve their respective goal of disarming us. Now, so after all that minutia I just threw at you by a quote professor emeritus in his logical, you know, what he probably thinks is genius mind about the solution for the problem. Now, that's not the solution for the problem. The real solution to the problem is to expose these people that are really doing it. So let's talk about what's really happening here. And again, a shout out to Murr for this. Who's still afraid of James Wesley Howell? Now, evidently, after reading this, Howell was being set up to be a patsy, but he turned himself in instead. This guy has not committed a crime, okay? Now, he's been in jail for 20 months, but he hasn't committed a crime. He's been actually 21 months now. As of today, Wesley James Howell has been in jail for 21 months without a trial. Evidently, folks, this guy could expose the deep state false flags once and for all. But cowardly Americans are afraid to get the truth. Every scam requires a willing dupe. And we have 330 million of them in the United States gradually committing collective suicide. Everyone is afraid of James Wesley Howell. His public defender quit her job. Then there's the CIA, the mainstream media, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, David Icke, false flag expert Kevin Barrett, G. Edward Griffin, Robert David Steele, Gordon Duff, American Free Press, the ACLU, Judicial Watch, Tucker Carlson, and the mass media, every criminal lawyer in L.A., none will reach out to Howell or to champion his cause. Why? 21 months ago, folks, June 12th, 2016, Howell, then 21 years old, was arrested in Santa Monica, California, with a small arsenal of weapons and bombs. A leaked story emerged that he was a CIA-sponsored terrorist assigned to attack the gay pride parade. Now, this was the same day as the Orlando nightclub attack with Omar Mateen, which, by the way, Omar Mateen worked under G4S. And I mentioned the other day, and I'm going to explore this a little bit further when I get back to the Palestinian situation. But G4S was fined $151,000 by submitting a false psychological report on Omar Mateen from a psychiatrist that hadn't worked for G4S in 2 years, yet her signature was on his psychological report. So anyway, back to Howell. Howell realized he was being double-crossed. when he found out about Mateen, and he surrendered to local police before he could be murdered. And in the 20 months since his arrest, he has not been tried. No one has tried to get his side of the story or offer support. He has rotted in jail while his trial is continually postponed. It is now scheduled for later on this year in the autumn. There is no one in Los Angeles with the courage to reach out to him. He didn't actually commit any crime. And as we know, people of that age make mistakes. Now, in an article just here in August of 2016, written by Henry McCow, James Wesley Howell is, according to McCow, the smoking gun that proves terror events worldwide are sponsored by intelligence agencies. He asked the Santa Monica police for protection on June the 12th, the morning of the Orlando massacre. He told them he was supposed to bomb the gay pride parade, but had backed out when he learned that Omar Mateen had been killed in Orlando. He said he had trained with Mateen at a CIA camp in Virginia. Now, police found items no freelance or ISIS terrorist would be able to assemble. Evidently, he had 25 pounds of shock shot, an explosive used for blowing up targets by high-velocity bullets, most likely to cause a crowd widespread panic, and a possible escape by assailants in smoke and mass confusion. The two components needed to make the shock shot explosive had been mixed. Howell had an Anderson Manufacturing AM-115 223 high-velocity round caliber rifle. The rifle had a round in its chamber and additional rounds in a 30-round magazine attached to it. Another 30-round magazine was taped to the rifle. He had a 30-06 bolt-action rifle with a round in its chamber and a high-velocity 22 caliber Ruger semi-automatic pistol. He had a mass-murdering commando's assassin's arsenal. The FBI swept in and took charge of Howell. And since then, there has been barely a word about his case in the media. Proof, folks, that he was telling the truth. Most disturbing is that both the mass media and the alternative media won't touch this story. No lawyer or no advocacy group has taken up his case. It proves that the American people are complicit in the charade that is the war on terror. They are accomplices at best, victims of Stockholm Syndrome at worst. Now, I'm going to give you how, because folks, after reading this and after hearing Myrrh when she called in yesterday, I'm going to submit Howell's inmate information. Now, Howell has pleaded not guilty. His public defender is Angelo Turalo. Get a pen and paper here if you want to act on this. Because I'm sitting on the fence. I thought about this all last night. I'm thinking, okay, Murr, I have a question for you. Are you asking me to dive down this rabbit hole? Because one of the reporters that did wound up near dead in a garbage dumpster, beat almost to death for interviewing him, which I'm going to cover here shortly. Now, I'm asking your opinion. Because, yes, my instincts say, you know what? I need to tackle this. On the other side of the coin, okay, we all know that what's going on here, what's really going on here, folks, with these false flag events, is going to be protected at all costs. Do you want me to put my life on the line for this? Which is exactly what I'll be doing, Murr. Angela Turalo. Area code 310-727-6232. A. Turalo, A-T-A-R-A-L-L-O, at pubdef.lacounty.gov. If you learn anything, please contact me at Henry Makow, hmakow@gmail.com. Henry wants to know. We'll be back in a few minutes here. I'm going to continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Call in, folks. Let me know if you want me to tackle this one, because I might not be back on the radio if I go to California. Be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Alright, folks, I'm back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, I'm gonna give you a few numbers here, addresses put out. These are law enforcement. Sean Carney, the Assistant District Attorney of LA County, his phone number is area code 213-257-2226. His email is scarney@da.lacounty.gov. FBI spokesperson Laura I. Miller, area code 310-420-6441. Santa Monica Detective Derek Leone, area code 310-458-8949. This is the guy that arrested Howell. The mainstream media who covered the story went silent. Matthew Hall, the editor of the Santa Monica Daily Press, his email address is editor@smdp.com, area code 310-573-8350. Michael Anthony Adams, reporter at the Indianapolis Star, area code 317-444-6123. These people mysteriously went silent on even reporting about this guy. And it is mind-boggling that no one in the mainstream media has followed up on this case. And it is heart-sickening that no one in the alternative media has followed up, not even G. Edward Griffin, who first headlined the story. He has since erased the story from his site, and I guess Macau had written four or five alternative media types and also didn't get a reply. Now, I'll tell you what I will do. I will contact Henry Macau and bring him up on the show, if I can. I mean, if he will. So let's get off the BS. What is this? Let's get off the BS did follow up. What they found, if true, was bigger than Watergate. Howell implicates Hillary, the CIA and false flags, Trump assassination. The website is now shut down. There is question whether they were legitimate. There is no record of a visitor, but why would the deep state implicate itself? Where's the American Free Press? Where's Gordon Duff, Jeff French, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Michael Rivero, and the hundreds of other websites that pretend to present the truth? Have all these people been warned? Where are Russia Today and Iran's Press TV? Happy to see this article comes up on Google under James Wesley Howell. This is a sign that the country is paralyzed by fear. It remains for ordinary citizens to demand information from authorities. If you live in Los Angeles, I'm asking you to visit James Wesley Howell and offer moral support. Other terrorist suspects get intense media scrutiny. The fact that Howell is being largely ignored suggests the leaked story may just be correct. Our fate is bound up in his. James Wesley Howell is our best chance to prove that the government is waging a terror war against its own citizens. If he is allowed to commit suicide or slip down the memory hole, that war will continue. Have we forgotten that more than 3,000 innocent people died on 9/11? Their murderers have not been brought to justice. They are holding James Wesley Howell prisoner today. His life is in danger. How many more people must die before the real CIA terrorists are stopped? Howell implicates Hillary Clinton, CIA, and false flags, and the Trump administration. The Clinton body count, attorney Brenda Corpian, beaten with – remember that reporter I was telling you about, folks? Okay. Here's a reporter that interviewed this guy and was beaten within an inch of her life after that Howell interview. We'll be back. Top of the hour break. Phone lines are open. 800-619. Be right back. Got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take a diamond ring. You better pawn.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.